good, everybody. Welcome to the Damn Dude Podcast.
Damn, dude.
Welcome. I'm your host, California Cal, and this is episode 60 motherfucking 7.
Damn, dude.
We're in this bitch, and I just saw that last year today. Today is February 7th that I'm recording this, so you guys will listen to this. This release is on the 8th, and what was I going to say about that? One thing's for sure is, a year ago I announced that I would be making a podcast. I didn't even start it. I didn't record any episodes. I didn't do anything yet. But I announced, hey, I'm going to be starting a podcast. It's going to be called the Damn Dude Podcast. And yeah, it didn't actually launch until, because what's it now? September, October, November, January. So it didn't launch till 3 months later. So I launched at the end of January, January 25th. And it's pretty crazy. Like, I haven't missed an episode. I've gone hard. I've stayed consistent this whole time. And it's pretty fucking rad. So I just want to welcome you guys. And we're going to get into some real cool shit here. First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Eazy-E. Happy birthday to Eazy-E. Today what we're going to get into is we're going to talk about a few things. Got into a motherfucking car accident. Pretty sure my car's totaled with my two kids and the dog in the car. This fucking lady hit us in the middle of the night. We were doing about 65-70 down the freeway, and this lady just fucking runs into the back of us in the middle of nowhere at nighttime. So we'll tell you about that. This past month has just been insane, from having this car accident, having a Harley fall apart. I went and picked that up, and I'm driving it, and the fucking shifter falls apart. I can't shift. I'm like going up the freeway with, you know, like, fuck. I got into second gear by the time I noticed I couldn't shift anymore, and I was like, shit. Fortunately, street bikes have long second gears, so I was, you know what I'm saying, I rode it out and rode that all the way home. But that was scary. That could have got me killed easily. I was up in Alaska with my son. And then over this past week, it's been my grandma, my little sister, my dad, and then in a couple days, my mom's birthday. So I got all sorts of stuff going on. We've also had a bunch of kids that I've taught save their own lives in this past month, too. It's just been nuts, bro. It's been absolutely nuts. And it's crazy because I don't know, man. There's a lot of different things where we can take this show. But what I was going to start off with was this little clip from one of the best to ever fucking do it, and that's Pimp C. So we're going to run this real quick.
Hey, man, if you started being a gangbanger after your first or your second album, you a buster. And these kids out here listening to us and looking up to us, because a lot of them don't have no father figure in their house. And every record you get on, you lying about some dope. Talking about some squares. Man, guess what, man? Get off the boo-boo. Get off of it, man. Because if you're going to talk about some squares and talk about the drug game, you need to talk about the bad side of the drug game, too.
Damn,
what
dude.
About when you get busted and you go to jail? What about when your mama and your wife and your kid is crying because they at home and you in prison in a cell? What about that part of the dope game? Everybody talking about how many cars and how many jewels they going to buy and how many squares coming off. You know what I'm talking about? But ain't nobody talking about the other side of it. So if you're going to talk about that, you got to talk about both sides. And I'm going to say...
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
Right? So, why do I play that? Because that's some real ass shit. Pimp, rest in peace, Pimp C. He's one of the realest to ever fucking do it and to ever speak. And I play that because that's kind of the point of this podcast. Is like, dude, a lot of us, whether we... this is what fucked me up, is like, a lot of us who did or didn't have father figures still grew up fucked up and going through a lot of problems. Now, granted, people who had father figures around and had that influence, I think they're better off and a little bit farther ahead, quite possibly. I don't know. It's very, like, what's that word? I don't know. It's kind of like pseudo. Like, you can't really, like, prove it. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, like, theoretical. Well, I mean, I guess you can prove. See, it's interesting because you can do tests on kids and then it's like, you know, you could take tests and rate emotional happiness and, or the, you know, emotional intelligence and all those sorts of things. I don't know, but it's a trip because either way, we're all going through it at some one point or another. So whether it's right now or it was before or whatever, and that's funny because it's not funny, but it's trippy that it's harder to listen to positive stuff when you feel like you're doing all right. I've noticed that, like, it's like, well, I don't need this right now. I'm doing okay. But it's not really, when you listen to shit that kind of laces you up in a different, deeper way, it's not really, I mean, it can be entertaining. And at the same time, it's more for when you need it. You know what I'm saying? And opting to learn when you feel like participating in entertainment, I feel like there's a large reward for that. And I catch myself, I've been going way overboard on social media and not in a good way. Like, most typically when I'm going through social media, I'm like learning. I'm studying and I'm looking at what looks good, what doesn't look good, what's appealing, what's not appealing, and just all these different factors. And lately, I haven't been looking at it like that. Lately, I've just been like, I don't know, just scrolling, just going through and scrolling for the sake of entertainment. I've been learning things. I've still been listening to podcasts and watching videos that teach me things. And at the same time, dude, like, I don't know. It's easy to, I don't know, it's easy for me. I catch myself in this, like, all right, learn everything versus, oh, just take the time to chill. You're going too hard. And I'm like, I gotta find that balance, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what's important about what PMC's saying is also what he's saying is, dude, like, if you started off a gangster in your first rap, or sorry, like, if you didn't start gangbanging until your second or third album, you're a buster. And that's true. Like, you are a buster if that's the case. Like, because you're not coming, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think if you don't get that, then you probably should need some explaining. it's more just like, oh, you switched up, you're trying to be cool. Because especially when it comes to stuff like that, like, you don't just go and decide to be a gangster or a fucking thug or like be from the streets all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's in you and you come from that. And if you don't come from that, that's fine. I think a lot of people got it twisted and they don't, you know, or kids anyway, coming up, oh, I'm not from there, so I gotta put this on. And it's like, and I gotta put on this front and this act. It's like, dude, like, you're from fucking, like, the really nice part of town where there legit was no gangbanging. And you're putting on this whole gangbang thing for this neighborhood that it doesn't even belong in, you know? Like, you don't just wake up and decide that. So I think that all points to being true to yourself. And when we're true to ourselves, dude, that's the crazy shit. Because if you look at somebody like Eazy-E, he's somebody who is always very true to himself. And I just watched an interview earlier today a clip from an interview of Ice Cube getting interviewed. And he was saying, dude, Eazy-E was like the first person to make baggy clothes cool, because he was already doing it before he was cool. He's like, then we would kind of start doing it here and there and whatever. And then it all kind of came together. But if you really look at it, like, from a fashion sense, like, Eazy-E was really the first dude wearing, like, big-ass clothes and stuff back in the day. And, that's kind of trippy, you know, because that kicked off the fashion trend end of it. I know when I was a kid, when I was sagging my pants and all that stuff, like, it didn't have anything to do with fashion. Or popularity. It had to do with the fact that my pants didn't fit. So, and then with the combination of baggy clothes and rap music and all that, it kind of all came full circle. And I kind of got lucky, actually. Like, what a time to have hand-me-downs that didn't fit, right? Like, when baggy pants happen to go in style and sagging becomes cool and all that. Like, I was blessed. So I kind of started thinking about all that because I don't know, dude. Like, when you get in an accident or something crazy happens, like, gets you to start thinking about life differently. And for me, this whole car, like, so we got in a car accident and it didn't, it, like, the biggest thing I was tripping about was because my kids and dog were in the car. And it was a matter of, like, if we're okay or if the lady who hit us was okay. So what happened is we're driving up the 15 North. We're going, it's on, this was Sunday night. It was Sunday night. And Sunday night, Labor Day weekend, we're driving. I'm driving. My oldest son is in the front seat. My son Royal's in the car seat in the middle in the back. And then our dog Ziggy's in the back right passenger seat. We had her leash tied to, like, we always tie her leash through the seatbelt. So, you know, just in case, whatever. And we're just driving. Like, our plan was to go walk around the beach, eat some food, and, you know, just kind of chill out. And then, because the baby napped late and all this, so we're like, dude, we got to go burn out some energy for not just us, but for the baby and the dog too. So, cool, let's go walk around. So we go over towards Mission Beach, or we go to, like, PB, Mission Beach area, kind of just cruising. There's just, like, too many people. I'm not really feeling the vibe. It's just way too much going on for having a kid, a baby, and a curious-ass puppy and drunk people and this and that. And I was just like, man, fuck all this, dude. Like, I was like, you know what? Let's go find food first, and then let's go walk around. So we go and we get some food. I was going to shout out the place, but they fell off pretty hard the last few times as far as Mexican food goes. But I also still have faith in them, kind of. So let's just leave it at that. Got some Mexican food and at a popular spot in Claremont, let's say. I'll go as far as that. And we sit there. It's like, yo, you want to sit at the patio? You want to go sit in the car and eat? Or you want to drive home? Or you go drive to a spot, eat, then walk somewhere. And Nate's like, let's just eat here. I'm like, all right, cool. So, all right, let's just eat in the car. So we drive, we pull over, we park, eating our burrito. My son's eating this. We got him a little bowl of chicken. And he loses the lid somewhere, whatever. So he's just, I think he gives me back the bowl of chicken after we're done eating. We're sitting there, we clean things up, whatever. We're about to start driving away. This dude rolls by. He's like, bro, nice Jeep, man. That thing's sick as fuck. I was like, hey, thank you, bro. Like, and so I'm just like, hell yeah. You know, like, I love my Jeep, dude. So if I haven't told the story before, my Jeep I got is a Cherokee. It's a 96 XJ, Cherokee XJ. Two-door, five-speed. Unfortunately, it's a 2.5, but, you know, it gets the job done. Not the 4.0. But it's still a fucking beast. I got a lift. I got like 3-ish inch lift on it. 15 inch rims. 31s. Yeah, it's cool, you know. And you got subs in it, tinted windows. It's pretty nice. Like, the only thing is, like, clear coat's coming off in spots, but it does buff out pretty nicely when I put some work into it. Anyway, we're driving. So this car means a lot to me because my uncle and my grandpa bought it brand new back in 96. Maintained this thing to be in, like, pristine condition this whole time. Maintained the car with no accidents this whole time. Driving up to 15 late at night. We're just driving, right? We're right before the Miramar Way exit. And all of a sudden, like, I just hear, like, goosh, and I'm, like, confused. And I feel like the back of the car, like, lift up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't know if other people experience. I know some other people. I know, like, my friends are really into driving experiences. I don't know about the average driver or not, like, or whatever. But for me, like, I can feel what each tire and each, like, and what each like shock and suspension is doing while I'm driving. Like I can, if like air pressure is low in like one tire by like a little bit, I can tell. Or it's like if I'm off-roading, I could tell if something's like up or down or whatever, right? Compressed or decompressed or whatever. So I'm like super aware of that, and I feel, I'm like, yo, like it was weird because it wasn't like crash and then we just like got hit. It was like we were getting pushed, and I'm like, yo, like, and then all of a sudden the car just starts fucking like, all, that was immediately, I was like, my body was like, danger, danger, like fight or flight came in, and I was like, oh, we're fighting, bitch. So I fucking, and I swear on everything, like knowing how to drift and knowing how to off-road definitely contributed to us saving this whole thing, because as soon as the car hit us, it just ran into the back of us, and so it starts pushing, it like kind of ran into like the back left side of us, and so it started pushing the car, the ass end started kicking right, so I start turning into it to like counter steer with it, and then I feel the car trying to start fishtailing, and it fucking just like shoop shoop. It's like, it's literally like if you watch the video when this video comes out, and I'm just doing hand motions, nothing too exciting, but it was like shoop 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 shoop, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I'm just like not fighting, I'm just going with, and then like kind of like stalling out the momentum with each like turn, if that makes sense, and just like shah, 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 shah. And like the tires are like I feel it just like g-forces going like back and forth, to be completely honest, because it's a lifted freaking Cherokee, like, and it's got beefy ass tires, I'm pretty sure it would have flipped had I just let the wheels spin and not stayed in a counter, like in an ongoing counter steer with this thing. And and as that's happening, instinctively, I'm like downshifting too. Somehow I'm like, I remember by the time I started pulling off the freeway, I was already in third gear, and I was like, damn, I didn't even remember downshifting. Like it just instinctively happened, you know? It was a fucking trip. So I'm like bugging, dude. But eventually, like the ladies, like I feel the car, like I feel the cars separate. And then this lady, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? The first thought I had was two thoughts. Was somebody's trying to attack us, and just like somebody's fucking psycho and they're trying to ram us off the road like in those movies. And my other thought was that like, yo, like somebody's running from the cops and they just fucking blasted us. You know, I wasn't thinking, oh, somebody's texting driving or somebody's drunk or this and that. I was like, those were my two thoughts. And because it's like, how the fuck do you hit somebody going straight down the fucking road? You know what I'm saying? Like, literally driving straight down the freeway. It's an open freeway. And it's a completely open freeway. Like, what the hell? And she just hits us. We got so lucky we didn't hit anybody else, because we were swerving over between two lanes back and forth while this was, like, going. Finally, we pull over, and this lady, like, her car just keeps rolling, and I'm like, and, okay, guess what kind of fucking car hit us? If you're into cars, and or you're up to date on, like, car memes and all that shit, I'm pretty sure you just out loud yelled, Mustang! Yes, it was an 05 Mustang. Was it 05 or 07? I don't, it was a new style Mustang. And I actually got a video of the whole thing. Like, it was fucking crazy, dude. Well, I didn't get a video of the whole thing, but I got a video of the, of kind of like when I hopped out and just was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, she started trying to like accuse me that, she was like, oh, you were veering all over the road and blah, blah, blah. I was like, nah, like, dude, 100% like driving safe, dude. Like, going straight down the road. I got kids in the car. Like, I'm not doing anything wild, like, without a doubt, you know? So I'm like, yo, lady, like, what the fuck? Or I was like, yo, like, I got kids in the car. She's like, me too. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'll play this video for you guys. I'll play the audio. If you follow me on Instagram, then you probably saw it. I don't know if I'll post it again because it makes the lady look really bad. Because it's at the height of her like being like, oh my God, like she don't even know if she's dead or alive, or like she's just freaking out. Like I hear her, she's vocally saying like all her problems out loud. She's like, oh my God, I gotta go to work tomorrow. I got a kid. I got this. And then, so like when I captured her, she wasn't in a good state. By the end of this, she apologized and she gave me a hug, or she didn't give me a hug. I guess I gave her a hug because she was freaking out. And she kind of was like close to me, like panicking and shivering. And I was like, dude, like, you need a hug? It's like, you know, like, she's like, no, I just kind of gave her a quick hug. And I was like, yo, like, you know, it's all good. Much love to you. I'm glad we're okay, you know? But, so prior to all that, she was like in the heat of freaking out. She's like, I got kids in the car. I was like, yo, I got kids and I got a baby in the car, like, and a dog too. Like, what the fuck? And she's like, I got kids in the car too. And then this is where the video, oh, she was like, I got kids in the car too. And then I was like, what the fuck? Like, how'd you even hit us? Like, were you texting? That's what I said. I said, were you texting? And then this is where the video picks up. The last thing I'd said was, are you texting? And then here's where it starts.
Lady, you ran straight into the back of us. Are you drunk? Like, dude, you don't have a baby. We got a baby and kids. You just hit us. Going straight down the freeway. Well, give me your information. Are you fucking serious? She's trying to tell me we're veering all over the road. She ran straight into the back of us. We got kids and babies in the car.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
So, it's all good. I mean, like, her insurance kind of reached out to me today and this and that, yada, 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 whatever. This is a big headache and nightmare. And it's all good because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I think it was a blessing for sure. Because there's something that I noticed that was really fucking powerful about the whole situation was that... Like I said, I'm always going to be the guy to like break it down to the smallest degree. And if that smallest degree doesn't make sense to me, the whole rest of the thing doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's like if the beginning, like for example, somebody's like, hey, let's build a house right here on the sand. I'm going to be like, nah, bro. Like that's, you know, yeah, we got a mansion for like a year or two, but this... If we want it to fail, you know, sure. But otherwise, nah, let's not do that. And it's kind of the same thing with any ideas or drugs or medicine or business or proposals or ideas or whatever. It's like, I'm not fucking with it if the very beginning of it doesn't make sense. If the mansion at the end, that looks great, but the beginning doesn't make sense. So I'm not interested in that mansion. Right? You feel me? Like,
damn, dude.
That makes sense. So that's how I feel about a lot of shit that goes on as far as medical and just a lot of stuff, right? So I'm breaking down this whole car accident to the smallest fraction, and I'm trying to take personal responsibility for any of it in any way that I can. So what happened was we took a break and we're going to be right back. One second here, guys.
Damn, dude.
California Cal.
That's me, your host. Welcome back. Excuse me. Oh, man. That live resin hits way harder than the other shit. Anyway, and I noticed I kept burning them at too high attempts before. Anyway, let's pick right back up where we left off. And talking about... this whole accident, what I had boiled down and the conclusion I came to was that this all had to do with timing. Like, I could sit there and say, why me? Why this? Why that? And it's like, well, hold on. Let's ask a simpler, more understandable question. Or let's just kind of put a new context on it, I should say. So... One thing I heard from one of my mentors, David Meltzer, is that it's not why me, it's try me. I love that. It's not why me, it's try me, you know? So what's up, motherfucker? Like, and so I start looking at it. I'm like, okay, it's not why me. I just got hit. Me and my kids just got hit on the freeway out of fucking nowhere. And we were following the rules and obeying the law and whatever, right? Driving safely. So try me came in. And I'm like, all right, why is life trying me right now? Try me, what's up? So what life was doing was saving us. It either saved myself, my kids, my dog, somebody else, or that woman's life, or all of our lives. Because think about this. Literally, had we left like 2 seconds earlier or later, we would not have been in that same position. Had we hit one stoplight, had we hit one stop sign for 1 second longer, had there been one more car on the road, had there been, you know what I'm saying, anything like that, it wouldn't have happened. So it's like, okay, well, if that wouldn't have happened, then what would have happened? Would it have been us just safely traveling home? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think so. I think that when stuff like this happens, it's to point to a bigger picture it's a sign of like divine intervention.
Damn, dude.
Meaning, I can never know what that meant before, but that basically means like I'm a more visual type of dude. So that basically means God reaches his hand down, or whoever's in charge of the universe, or spirit, or whatever, our spirit guides, whatever, reaches in and says, "Oh, skirt," grabs you by the collar, grabs you by the ear, you know, puts a foot out and trips you up real quick. For the sake of you not falling off a cliff, for the sake of you not getting T-boned by a fucking semi-truck, for the sake of you staying alive, this minor inconvenience, I mean, it's bigger than a minor inconvenience because I'm not in a position to get a car by any means at the moment. And at the same time, it's really a blessing because what was the alternative, you know? And I think that I started thinking that immediately. I was only like really flustered for like couple minutes max, like if even that. I came back pretty quick. Trying to find the pen and seeing chicken spilled all over my car was the hardest part of the whole thing. That's what kind of what I was most upset about, was I had bought a new ashtray for my car and it fucking flew off. My dash cam flew off. There was change and chicken, because my little son lost the lid to his chicken and it went flying everywhere. So there's still chicken all over my car. Like, I haven't gotten to a vacuum or anything yet. So there's all this fucking chicken in my car. And this lady's Mustang is fucked, dude. Like, the whole front end buckled, her whole car shut off, her airbags deployed, the whole thing. She had to be doing like 70, 80, 90, 100 to be able to hit us that hard, going that fast. Like, damn, you know? So, because she folded in, like, the back of my car's folded in. Like, it literally just like you can't pull it out. It's a unibody car too. So it doesn't have a frame necessarily, you know, like it's kind of like the base. There's a thing that looks like a frame within the whole unibody unit. And it's just, there's like the back corner of it's folded. I think my car still drives and the axles might be straight, but I think the body's all warped. Because the right door doesn't close the same anymore, and it's more back left and back damage, and the rear hatch won't open or move at all. So I'm like, yo, dude, I was telling my son, like, I was telling my kids, like, dude, had we left 1 or 2 seconds earlier, this wouldn't have happened. And that would have been who knows what, you know? So if we look at it, the fact is, this is what happened. Could have, would have, should have, it doesn't matter. There's, it's impossible to see what the alternative was. And in my experience, knowing that I'm not here to die anytime soon, knowing my kids aren't here to die anytime soon, we're all here to be alive for a long time. My dog as well. We're here to be here for a long time. And that woman as well, she was a mom. Oh, in the video, you hear me yell, you don't have no fucking baby, or you don't even have a baby. It was because she didn't have a baby in the car. There was a car seat, but there was no baby in the car. You know, and it's like, that baby needs her mom, dude. Like, that's her mom, man. Like, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's mom. That's, dude, like, her life is important. Yeah, because she pulled some shit. Like, I'm not going to say I don't. Or never fucking texted and drove before, not, or that I've never fucking driven recklessly or done some dumb shit or whatever, right? I definitely have. And that just set me all off, dude. And I had actually, I didn't go, man, I was the biggest asshole that I know how to be to the dude at the liquor store. I apologize to you, bro. I'm gonna go back and try and find you and apologize to you. Because I fucked up, dude. I feel really embarrassed, and it's all good. I gotta go talk to homie. I went in, I bought Swishers, and my last memory I had was going to the bank. The last memory I had of getting cash in my wallet was from the ATM, and it gave me all 20s. Like, from that ATM, you can only get 20s. So it gave me 20s, and in my head, my wallet only has 20s in it. I go, I buy Swishers, dude gives me, like, I buy just a single 2-pack of Swishers, and my change is like seven-ish, $7 and change. I was like, hey, bro, like, oh, no, yeah. And I was like, oh, I was like, bro, like, I don't think it's the right change. I was like, I gave you a 20. And he's like, nah, you gave me a 10. I was like, nah, man. Like, I gave you a 20. I just came from the ATM. Like, I got all my... Oh, it only gives me 20s. I was like, he's like, nope. And he kind of started being a dick to me because he was just so sure. And I was just like, I was like, dude, like, I was like, how can you know for a fact? I'm like, can you check? Can you pull up the receipt? Can you pull up the video camera? Like, something. And he's like, No. You come back tomorrow and the boss can do that. And I was just like, homie, I was like, I'm not trying to rip you off. I'm not trying to, like, scam you or nothing. I was like, it's $10, bro. Like, at the same time, I got kids and they need to eat. So I am going to need that $10. And he's just like, no. And I was like, bro, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be rude to you here. Like, I'm speaking to you respectfully. Like, I gave you a 20, bro. And he's just like, no, I felt it. It was a 10. I've been working here 6 years. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything, bro? Like, he's like, no, I know how it feels. I'm like, you know how it feels? Like, you can't just feel the money and put it in the drawer. Like, you got to look at this shit. And he's like, no, look. And then this other guy starts ringing, and then the guy starts ignoring me. I was like, and then I asked the people next to me, I was like, is there any chance you guys saw that or saw the transaction or saw what happened? And they're like, nah, sorry, we didn't see nothing. I was, and they had this, like, terrified look on their face. And I was like, bro, I'm not, like, I live right there. I come here all the time. Like, I'm not trying to, like, bro, like, I'm being respectful. I'm not trying to do this, you know? He's like, okay, buddy, like, you come back tomorrow, you see the boss, blah, 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 and then we'll go from there. And I was just like, I was like, all right, so if it comes out that there was a mistake, will you give me my change? Are you going to give me my money? He's like, yeah. He's like, and I'll give you $10 on top of that. I was like, for reals? He's like, yeah. He's like, I was like, that's your word? He's like, yes. I was like, all right, I'm going to hold you to that then, man. He's like, okay, buddy. And I was like, all right, man, like, I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be rude. I just want what's right. And he's like, you got it, buddy. And I walk out. I'm just like, this motherfucker, dude, like feeling like I just got fucking hustled. And I was like, dude, like, how the fuck did this? What the fuck is going on? You know, I'm getting pissed as fuck, dude. And I get home and I have this memory that of when I stopped at In-N-Out and bought food for $9 and some change, and they gave me a $10 bill back, and my wallet was filled with 20s and a 10, and I gave the man a motherfucking 10.
Damn, dude.
Oh, I look like an idiot, dude. I mean, at least I was respectful. I was talking like how I was talking, like, dude, come on, bro. Like, I'm not trying to hustle you. Like, that was my tone. I wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, I was being an asshole, but I was being a respectful asshole. If I was right, I wouldn't have been an asshole, but because I'm wrong, I am one of the assholes for that. I apologize to you, bro. I'm going to come back and see you and apologize to you in person. And, you know, maybe I'll give you 10 bucks, bro, because it's only fair. That's not cool. I don't mean to accuse you or to, you know, do anything like that, man. That wasn't cool of me, and that's the first time I've ever actually done that. So, you know, I'm a really polite and nice guy. Like, I really am. And that, I was just, dude, like, my brain is just in another place, man. I've been so off by all these days and these accidents and this fucking, all these birthdays and all this stuff, and it's like, oh, man, you know, and it's like, this shit's crazy, dude. So, thinking about it, the timing was definitely, like, divine intervention. And it was definitely some sort of... Well, I can't say definitely because I don't know what the alternative was. But at the same time, I'll say I truly believe and feel in my heart that half of us being okay was due to driving experience, like off-road drifting experience, and the other half is God watching out for us. Well, I guess they're both 100s because they both were at factor, right? They both were at play. And I'm just very grateful. And that's my first thing, is just to go to what am I grateful for? Why am I grateful? And I'm checking in with my kids, my fucking, like, Nate was kind of shook because he got all rattled up and, like, bonked his head a little bit and just, or, like, you know, it was pretty bad. And, like I said, change and chicken went flying everywhere. The dog didn't fall off the seat, fortunately, or yank her neck or nothing. The baby was cool. His car seat got tilted a little, and, like, a sweater that was on the seat kind of, like, lodged under it. So he was sitting a little, like, sideways, but he was okay. Not sideways, that's quite an exaggeration, but like his car seat was tilted enough to have like the what do you call it, like a sweater kind of lodge underneath it a little. That was weird, but I mean, I'm glad his car seat held. It was you know, it survived, which was cool. I'm gonna need to try and get a rental car or something, or just keep driving my shit. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But likely my car's going to be totaled. But because it still works, like, I'll probably still just keep pushing it. And what I'm thinking is, like, if they pay me out, I might just... I don't know, man. I might... if they pay me out, I might just keep my car and use the money to buy an electric bicycle. Because that's what I've been... I want to fucking do anyways. I would love to do that. Oh my god. There's a specific one I've been looking at. These bikes called Zooz bikes, Z-O-O-Z. They're so fucking sick, dude. I don't get paid or nothing. They don't yeah, they just look so fucking cool. And I've seen them written in videos. I'm just like, I want that. I need that. Like, without a doubt, I need that. And they're pretty cheap for like what it is. It's meant to be like jumped and off-roaded and shit. It's like a real BMX bike, but with the fucking electric thing. It's, oh, it's so sick. Had I found out about them earlier in the season when I was making a lot more money, I probably would have just bought one. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Or I'll just use the money for bills and whatever. I don't know. We'll see. I will use it to help make me more money. How about that?
Damn, dude.
How about that? Dude, have you guys seen the Cash Me Outside How About That girl lately? Dude, she's like a whole, look like a whole new human being. Like, she almost looks like a real black girl. Like, I saw a video, like, you know how on Snapchat, it like shows those little tiles of like random videos or whatever. And like, I looked and I was like, what the heck, that girl looks like, damn, that girl looks like the Cash Me Outside girl. In my head, thinking I was looking at a black girl, and it was like, and then I was like, wait a minute. And I clicked the thing and I was like, oh shit, that's actually her. Like, whoa, like, I don't know what she did or I don't know. I don't know if it's just lighting or makeup, but it was, she's definitely darker and not like in like a, not even like she got a tan type of way. It's, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, I don't know. That was random. It definitely wasn't in the notes. But dude, really, I started thinking about how many times all of us have an accident or something that holds us up and we're mad about it rather than being grateful about it. Because like, dude, consider the alternatives. Like, going to work is, it's important, and it's not the most important thing in the world. I mean, I guess it depends what your work is, really. or if that's what you love and that really is your livelihood, you know? I think doing these podcasts and recording and teaching babies, well, for a fact, teaching babies, and nah, I can safely say that now. I mean, I'm fucking 67 episodes deep. Doing podcasts and teaching babies is definitely two things I love to do, as well as like motorcycles, bikes, jumps, off-roading, stuff like that. And I want that bike so I can take my son, my youngest son, on it, dude. I want two of them. I want one for my oldest son and one for me and my little son to ride on together. But I at least want the one of them so I can at least get to and from work and we can all take turns and all of that. But we're considering offing dirt bikes and all that. Whoa, shit. We're considering getting rid of dirt bikes and doing electric bikes. So we shall see, dude. We shall see. It's going to be, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then, you know, I'm thinking like winter time's coming up and that means snowboard season. And to be honest, like every year I kind of get less excited for snowboarding. And I don't, you know, I'm trying to think what it is. I know the first thing that deterred me was how expensive it is to do every time. It often cost me as much as, I wasn't ready to compare it to anything, but it's an expensive fucking trip, dude. What I was going to say was it's like going to the desert for the weekend, because that's an expensive trip. Going to the desert is not for poor people. It used to be. And anybody who's been going to the desert since early thousands, since the early thousands, going to the desert is definitely not a poor man's activity. Like, you gotta have some money to be able to go do that shit. It's expensive, dude. Motorcycles and off-roading is definitely an expensive hobby. for reals, for reals. If you don't, if you want to hear some real, like my homie who races professionally, and dude, go listen. Shout out to Burton, Lugnut, Anthony. What up, homie? Love you, bro. Go peep the episode with Lugnut. I want to say it's episode 4. It's a pretty, or 6 maybe. I don't know. It's a pretty damn good episode. My man's kicked some fucking game, dude. We're going to have him back soon enough. Yeah, so I don't know. We might do something a little different this winter season for our activities. You know, when I started getting into surfing is when I started seeing snowboarding as like, this is cool, but it's not as cool. You know, like it takes so long to get back up to the mountain. It's fucking cold. You got to drive hella far. All these things. And I was like, surfing, when you actually get good at surfing, I feel like it's funner than snowboarding. It's less impactful on your body. You're more connected to nature. It's cheaper. And I think it's just funner. Just kind of in general. Yeah, so we shall see. Oh, cool. All right. Awesome. Getting more swim messages. That's good because I need that shit, man. No, I don't need it. I deserve it, man. I deserve to teach these kids. I deserve to teach your kids because I am the best swim teacher when it comes to these babies and old people ever. I put that on and I call out anybody. I challenge any swim teacher to a swim off, meaning our instructions. I mean, if you want to race me, one lap. I'll only do one lap. I don't swim more than one lap. If you want to do a swim race, we can swim one lap. Because you'll win if it's any more than that. I mean, unless I'm like in shape and hella with the shit about it. But I will technique myself across the water until my muscles are just toast. And that's about one solid Olympic lap. So, man, that's funny. Yeah, so it's like, I'm like, man, I deserve to teach these kids, man. What I mean by my challenge, and I'm calling anybody out, is to bring new students to the table, and we see who can have the kid independent in the water faster and funner.
Damn, dude.
Holla. I'm just talking some shit because I'm trying to practice talking some shit because I think I'm about to go fucking absolutely ham on YouTube as far as making swimming videos and stuff. So that's part of the plan. It is about 3:20. I need to take a nap, man. Probably getting about 20-30 minutes worth of nap. Oh, if even that, I gotta call my insurance company. No. Anyway, man. So, yeah. So that wraps us up. Like I said, this whole last month has been pretty fucking crazy, and I know it hasn't been just me. It's been everybody. So make sure you guys hang in. People in stores have been acting nuts. People in the media have been acting nuts. People in politics are acting nuts, and I think people in the media and politics just need to shut the fuck up and start kicking some real game, because all this bullshit is not doing anything. Like, the conversations we have on this show and the things we talk about and think about, if politicians did these things and the media did these things and did things with integrity and called themselves out when appropriate and told the truth about shit, we would be in such a better place. So that's why we're going to keep doing this, to make this world a better place by keep feeding positivity into the air and into the world and being the example of that, and show that you don't have to be smart, you don't have to be educated, you don't have to be whatever in order to do some cool shit and make a difference. So when you hear me do my shit, when you hear me talk my shit, this is me making a difference with what I can think and say. When you see me working, it's what I can think and produce with my hands. So it's really cool to kind of get another end of this and to keep going on the mastery of this, because I will and I am going to be, and I am one of the best and top podcasters in the world, and I'm calling it out, because I need to practice that and I need to put that into the world to help everybody grow that with me. Because I got this shit, dude, and I'm committed to being a fucking master of my craft. So let's keep fucking mastering and sharing. If you're a master of something, what are you a master of? And if you're not, what are you on the path to becoming a master of? Because there's something interesting. Once I realized becoming a master of my craft with teaching babies was that other people who are masters of their craft recognize the mastery inside of me. So if you see somebody who's a master of what they do, it's easy to recognize that inside of them when you've done the work and you can tell what it looks like when another person stands with mastery underneath their belt.
Damn, dude.
Boom.
Damn, dude.
So on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Share it out. Go leave a 5-star written review. Like, share, comment, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Damn Dude Podcast. And hope you guys have a beautiful day, man. Enjoy life. Remember to say 3 things that you're grateful for every morning and every night. And yeah, have a beautiful day. Rooster Tail, that's at Rooster Tail, T-A-L-E. If you need some custom music, holler at him. Rooster Tail Official at Rooster, T-A-L-E Official. Much love. Have a beautiful day. Peace. 19 miles push away. And I want to be here for days. And we'll serve my 38. Now the sun touch your face. Not to be each, not to be ooh. And the last one to be us too. And it's good, it'll be me and you. Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
Much love, everybody. I love you guys. Peace.